from the water, trying to cool his tongue. Like the king finds no peace, his work is never done. Night falls, smoke on the water, darkness closes in. Cold white hand in the deep will drown you for your sins.
How's it hanging? And welcome back to another exciting episode of Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Hanging with Heavy, the conversation with myself, a personal diary, a personal journal, life experiences of the man that they call Heavy said, a look inside the mind. And I am that man. I am Heavy Set. How's your weekend going? Mine? Well, right now, this podcast, I don't exactly know when it's going up, but it is literally Sunday night. It is past midnight. Actually, we're into Monday morning. So we're all both on the same page. Like I was saying, how was your weekend? You can email me. Actually, I forgot. Hanging with Heavy doesn't have a... I don't have an email. Twitter's Twitter. You can follow myself at Heavyset330 on Twitter. And of course, you can find this show at Hanging with Heavy, H-A-N-G-I-N with Heavy Set. Not much on my mind this weekend, or this week, this day, this period, this episode. So I'm going to do my best, a little bit of rambling, and see how I do. Hit record and see how much audio. I don't think this is going to be a very, very long episode because I had a long weekend. Started on Friday. I had a 3-day weekend to head down to Dayton, Ohio to see Rockstar Pro Wrestling. And it was a joint show between them and Pro Wrestling Revolver, which is ran by Sammy Callahan. So that is where it all starts. Maybe a little bit before that, Thursday night, I come home from work. The time that I normally record this podcast, and well, I had to do all the work on the Joshua Bishop interview episode of Wrestling Cheers, which can also be found right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And I'm starting to work on bringing back the Ohio Indie Report feed, but it looks like because I let the membership lapse briefly, but before my content got erased, I renewed, and I was able to change my URL. The URL, as of right now, coming out of Podbean, will be wrestlingcheers.podbean.com. And I'm hoping, I'll do it right now. I'm going to pull up my phone, and I'm going to look into the podcast section, because normally there should be, it takes a little while for certain updates like that to show. And it still says the Ohio Wrestling Network and has the old Ohio Indie Report logo. Let's double check. If I try to play an episode, will it play? Let's see if we run into any issues. I've hit play. It's trying to find the episode. I mean, the URL for these episodes have changed. So I'm curious to find out if it's still going to be able to retrieve these episodes. I don't think it will be. There's no real information. I mean, the episode names and everything are coming up. All the other info's there too. It's having a really, really hard time. So just talking to myself while it tries to load, I think I'm going to have to resubmit the feed to iTunes and then all the other the podcast application. So I'd say be on the lookout for that if it's what you're into. So like I said, Thursday night, I had to work on that interview. Took all night. And even then, after I was done, luckily, because I didn't have to work the next day, I was able to go to bed late. Then I woke up and picked my girlfriend up from work because the whole plan was to just pick her up and drive straight down there. First thing we ran into was a storm coming through the area right around the time I'm picking her up. And so a couple miles or so of the trip, or maybe the first 15, 20 minutes, half hour of the trip, it's raining. And I'm going 20, 30 miles an hour. It even could be less than that. There's a couple spots that was raining, and then we got down to Columbus, which was the other part of the trip where we ran into troubles. We're north of Columbus on 71, and it's just traffic is starting to slow down, and right around this time, it's I believe about 3:30 in the afternoon, and it takes longer to get to our hotel, and we did finally get there. Everything was fine. Threw our shit in the room and turned around, went to go get something to eat, which if you follow me on Instagram at heavyset330, I posted a lot of like my highlights of this trip, and that was the first part. We went to Raising Cane, which a place in certain areas that are, it's a chicken finger establishment. Don't normally find those, but you know, it's very comparable, I think, to Zaxby's, but Zaxby's does sell stuff more than that. So we get it to go, eat it on the way, hit the Rockstar Pro, and the first thing I have to do is I have to set up my interview for AIW wrestler and Evolve wrestler by the name of Ethan Page. Took a while because it's someplace I've never really been before. I don't know the etiquette, and I don't want to just like barge into this building and try to like look for Ethan. Luckily, very luckily, there is a wrestler by the name of Benjamin Boone, Big Bear Benjamin Boone. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter. I believe it's maybe Benjamin Boone 1. He happened to be in the parking lot, and he wasn't scheduled for the show. He just drove down from Toledo, where he's from, and we did see him. And after talking with him for a minute, I said, hey, can you run in there and get Ethan Page for me? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. It takes him a little while. Gets him, and we're able to record the podcast inside the venue before the show, which is really nice, something I never really get to do with AIW, but I pay the price for it because I throw everything together, and I've yet to even listen to the file, even look at it, because I just hit record, we started talking, and then they started doing a sound system check a little bit, or they were checking these videos that they were going to be running on this projection screen. So we're talking, and then, like I said, music starts hitting. It's like, oh, fuck. We kind of talk right through it, and I have yet to even really, like I said, listen to it. It ends up going for, I don't know how much of the interview, and then finally we say, all right, let's stop it here. It's a short interview. I think I got about 25 minutes of audio that I might get 20 minutes out of when it comes to post with editing and all that shit. So as soon as the interview was done, because I had the problem, if you listen to Wrestling Cheers or the last interview I recorded on it, the file got accidentally deleted. Well, first thing I did was I made sure the file was good and I turned it off. I'm not going to be dealing with this until I get home, and I've yet to turn it back on and try to upload it to my Google Drive and attempt to go through all that shit. But it was a great show. The results are at Wrestling Cheers on Twitter. It was nice going to a different venue. Thing that I like and I don't see from many shows is you're kind of encouraged to bring your own chairs. They provide certain rows with chairs, but if you get a general admission, they kind of, like I said, encourage you to bring your own. And because of that, sometimes I think they have like maybe one, they had like one row or a couple rows of chairs ready just in case any fans needed them. But I know like me, I got in there, ran into a guy who does the Road Home from Wrestling podcast, a guy that I've been talking to a little bit on and off about stuff. He's going to actually come up to an AIW show here soon, hopefully at the end of the year. And with me coming down there, was just, you know, just kind of getting to know people. I'll go on a little tangent about that towards the end of my view on podcasts. I'm going to do less editing, less music this week because it's late. I'm going to try to do this on a one shot. So I'm going to put that in my mind, podcast tangent, and hopefully I get it at the end of the show. If not, it'll be in next week because I'll re-listen and go, damn it, why did I forget that? So talking with him, and I've never been here, so I was, hey, where do I sit? He says, I'm right over here. Come over, sit behind us and enjoy the show. So did just that, enjoyed the show. It was it started later than I've seen any show. Like, doors were supposed to open at 7, and start at 7:30. Doors opened after 7:30, and it was like maybe a good hour before the show started. It was a mini tournament to crown the very last American Lucha Corps champion in Rockstar, and like I said, had some familiar faces on that show for me, and a bunch of people I've never heard of. So check that out if you can. I think it's maybe through Pro Wrestling Revolver. I don't want to get too much into it because this isn't Wrestling Cheers. Positives of the night were getting the interview with Ethan Page, and then I got bumpers for Wrestling Cheers from Ethan Page and Space Monkey. Space Monkey is a great, he's an awesome dude. awesome monkey, maybe. If you've never heard of Space Monkey, check him out. I know a lot of his, you can get a lot of some of his stuff on YouTube. He won the Chikara's Young Lions Cup, I believe, last year. And it's a fantastic gimmick. Nothing more than I can't really add much to it. Not one to ramble too much on that aspect. After Rockstar and the fun night it was, we drove back close to our hotel, and right down the road from it was a Waffle House that there had our very late dinner and went back to the hotel room. Woke up next morning. First thing I need to get while I'm in Columbus, I already got my Raising Cane's. Well, I need my Tim Hortons. Yes, Tim Hortons is very much a Canadian establishment, but there's like so many other places that has it. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, my region or my area doesn't have them as much. It's weird. I'm, you know, from the Akron area, south of Cleveland, you know, there's only one that I know of, and that's in Salem, Ohio. Then they're all over Columbus, they're all over Dayton, and the first one I think you run into when you come south from where I'm at is one in Ashland, Ohio, and then there's like some in Mansfield and a couple other places. So I had to get him a Tim Hortons for breakfast, and then we went to the zoo. See, we went to the zoo last year, but we kind of had a long day. We both woke up late. We then had to drive because like Columbus is about a good 2-hour drive from where I live. Then we took a longer route to get to the zoo because I wanted to get to a place south of Canton. I forget the exact town it's in. I always seem to forget it, but a nice establishment called Shoney's. Some wrestling fans might have heard of it. If you know that Scott Steiner bought one in Georgia and we're in the Atlanta area a couple years back, or if you live somewhere in the United States that has a Shoney's, so it's mostly a southern thing here and there, maybe at least southern on the east coast, west or east of the Mississippi. Absolutely love it. They have a great breakfast buffet, and that's what we went for. You're not going to be able to hear it in the podcast here. I'm yawning a lot, so I'm trying to bust through this as quickly and painlessly as possible. So yeah, that day we went to Shoney's and went to the zoo. And then by the time we did all that, we only had a couple hours to be there. Then we had to turn around and go back to Akron for our Akron Rubber Ducks game that I was given tickets to. And like, she felt cheated because we didn't get to see everything she wanted to see at the zoo. So this was kind of a redemption storyline for me of, hey, it sucks we didn't get to see everything you want, but let's go on your birthday. And oh, because a thing that I forgot to mention, this weekend was her birthday weekend. She finally turned the big 30, and God, she hates it. But yeah, zoo. She loves zoos. So we went to the zoo, and like I said, redemption storyline for me. We see a lot of the stuff that she wants to see. It was basically, hey, wherever you want to go. And we were lucky that it wasn't a very hot day. I think it was marked as being in the high 70s. I think it might have been like 78 a day or so before. That was going to be the high. Couple times it felt a little hot, but it didn't last. We did buy sunscreen to make sure our pale asses didn't burn too much, and you know, it came out looking same way. Did all that at the zoo, had a fun day there. We had a fun so many hours there. Turned around and drove about 50 minutes south, which we're on the north side of Columbus, and this is about a half hour south of Columbus. Go to a place called Circleville, Ohio, and we went to Rax. R-A-X, Rax, a restaurant that used to be a much bigger chain, and now it's down to only 3 restaurants, I've been told, 2 in Ohio and the other in like Kentucky. And it's a roast beef establishment, very similar to what Arby's is. That was the first place I ever had roast beef, so it was fun to go back there. It might not be some of the same recipes. I don't know if it's kind of like Blockbuster Video where, you know, people have like licensing to the name, or that's what they get they franchise that help the name or something, where it's basically like, yeah, like you, there's Blockbuster Video still open, but the actual Blockbuster chain is dead and you're just paying for the name to say Blockbuster. So I don't know if it's the same thing with racks or not, but it was a blast from the past for me. And then we were supposed to go to a dessert place to have ice cream that she had heard of, and I'm willing to drive there. It was gonna be about another 40 minutes or so drive going from south of Columbus to a little bit east of Columbus. Instead, we decided to go to our next stop, which we were talking about going to a place called 16-Bit Arcade in Columbus. It's another mini chain, or mini franchise, I should say, where there's one in Cleveland, one in Columbus, one in Cincinnati, and it's basically an arcade where you can play all these arcade games that they have there for free, except for pinball games, those you have to pay money for, and you play them for free as long as you're drinking. That was on the list because we did, for my birthday, we went to the one in Cleveland. I had a friend of mine, when I was posting some stuff about Columbus and Carp from CFL Easy Picks, he had said, like, to go somewhere, which is funny. Like, I said I'm in Columbus. One person threw out, oh, go here, and Carp threw out, oh, go here. And I'm like, no, that's not what... I already have a plan. That's why I'm here. But another friend threw out, like, hey, because I said, when Carp said, hey, go here, and I'm like, no, we're going to 60 Minute tomorrow. He's like, we have, like, go to Old North Arcade. It's better than 16-Bit. It has all this stuff. And he's like, I might be a little bit biased because I work there. And I was like, all right, cool. I can see this dude. He's a wrestler in Ohio. Not really a big name. But I decide to take him up on it. Instead of going 16-Bit, go to the Old North Arcade. And we get drinks there and we play video games. The thing that I like better about Old North Arcade compared to 16-Bit is Old North Arcade had a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo hooked up. Both were playing Mario games. The launch Marios for each system, one Super Mario 1 and Super Mario World for the NES or the Super NES. And then there's another room, which is in between those, there's like this like patio type thing where they had two really big picnic tables. I mean, really, really big. And they had projector screens up playing certain things. There was a life-size Jenga, there was cornhole set up, and then in this other part where there was another room, they had more arcade games, and they had like an air hockey table, and they had another couple TVs hooked up to systems with certain games on it, but they were more, a little bit more recent. I think there might have been an Xbox original, a PS4, and I forget the other ones off the top of my head. So we have a fun time there. We both drink two drinks each, and we both get drunk pretty quick. So after that, sober up, drive back to the hotel, and that's the end of that night. And that leads us into today, driving back up from Columbus, and all in all, a very fun birthday weekend for her, and be looking forward to having some other fun trips down the road. Podcast. I'm going to transition into a little tangent that I kind of thought of to talk about, and that's the podcast game is just so, so difficult. And I don't know how other podcasts get breaks. I don't know if it's something that I could do that I'm not doing, or if it's something that I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing, or whatever thing is that I'm doing wrong. I want to figure it out. I'm someone who has really upped his game. I started off, you know, with a Logitech microphone, and that lasted me a couple years. Then I upgraded to another Logitech microphone, or a Logitech headset, I should say. They're both headsets. Upgrade to another one. And I'm actually happy I did upgrade to this one. I still have it. It switches from a micro USB receiver, or should say a little USB receiver, to Bluetooth. And actually I have two laptops, and I have the headset plugged into one, and I have a Bluetooth adapter plugged into the other one, so I can actually switch back and forth from both laptops if I ever need to. So that's a very nice little feature for that. So I still have that. And then after that, for a couple months, I was given a Yeti Snowball, which lasted me about a year before I bought this setup. And like, I try so much, and that's why I'm going to be doing the Wrestling Cheers feed. There's some stuff I don't expect to be profitable or a lot of people to listen to, like this. Yeah, I might get some people to listen to it down the road. More stuff that I do to it, fine, whatever, it is what it is. But Wrestling Cheers, why are all these other podcasts that I've come across get things that I don't? That is coming from a selfish and competitive side of me, which you have to be selfish to be competitive. The thing that I'm trying to do is open up communication to other podcasts, especially ones in my area. The Road Home from Wrestling happened to stumble across them a while back, what seemed to be early in their development as a show, and started throwing stuff back and forth with them. And then, you know, how they cover Rockstar Pro and I cover AIW, two, you know, main companies of the state. And it's nice to kind of become friends with those guys. I don't know if they listen to Wrestling Cheers or not, but I know I listen to their show, or at least listen to the Rockstar Pro shows, because I was behind almost a month, and they do all these other interviews and other shows covering other shows they go to. And I'm just like, oh, I can't, I'm like, I don't care about IWA Mid-South. I don't care about this show. I don't care about this interview. Like, I don't know who that is. And it sucks, but I'm like, I'm just trying to catch up. So when I go to Rockstar, I can maybe not necessarily know what's going on, because I didn't even know what was going on. I wanted to know the names, and I felt like I knew the Dayton names because of that show. And it was a conversation that kind of came up in that meeting with the guy from the Road Home from Wrestling. And the competitive nature of podcasts, and I think I've seen someone else, you know, post this on Twitter. I want to see podcasts grow. I want to see, especially if they have roots to this area, but there's that selfish part of me, and that's not necessarily I want any of them to fail, but there's ones that get attention. I'm just like, why? There's a podcast that I'm not going to name its name that they have, like, I think two sponsors, and I don't know if it's like, hey, we'll promote you or we'll give you money or whatever, like whatever it is. I don't know how it's working off as a sponsorship, but I know they always have at least one commercial that always plays on their show. They also have their own line of merch, but their podcast is, to be blatantly honest, nice people. I think they're awesome people. But as a podcast listener and as someone who does podcasting for 5 years now and has had a constant strive to be better, and when something sounds bad, like maybe it's a one-off, or if I do something a certain way that I don't want it to sound horrible, but they literally record interviews like from a speakerphone. Like, they're recording on whatever device they're recording on, I don't know how, and then they have a cell phone right by them on speaker, and that's how you're listening to it. So you'll hear them talking about as clear as I am, which you can get that on like most cell phones. A lot of cell phones actually have really good microphones and they're little bitty shells. But you then hear the other person talking, and like I said, it sounds like a fucking speakerphone. I don't get it. And it annoys me. And like I said, they have sponsors. And I went back and listened to an episode recently for my own purposes of interview that they did that I wanted to listen to. And it was bad. Audio wise, it was bad. I mean, they did a live one-on-one interview, so you're probably like, well, what's the problem? The audio was unbalanced. As in, there was, like, I was listening to it while driving, and the passenger side speakers were much louder than the driver's side. Like, the panning, I believe the proper phrase was off. So they probably had it going, like, more to the right side than the left. And that's bad. Like, I record on a shitty fucking software called Audacity. Audacity, please don't fuck up on me just because I called you shitty, but let's, you know, call a spade, and it's free. It's basic. And there's much better programs out there, so it does me good, hands down. That's how I produced every single one of my podcasts. But it's like they exported it, and it was bad. I know one thing from podcasts, and I've done this. You can post an episode, find something wrong with it, create a new file, and then take your original post off, upload a new one. Not the original post, take the original file off of your service, put the new file in, and everyone will think, for the most part, it's the same episode. I swear to God, like, in my opinion, it's not that hard. I've done it. So if I were to put out a podcast that sounded that bad, granted, I've had ones that come up where the audio's off, and when I'm recording it, it's recording it too loud, and I can't get rid of that. Or at least I haven't learned or found out how to. It's something I try to make it to where it's not overly loud, but obviously you're going to hear the cracking and the popping from the original recording when my audio gets too loud. So those accidents happen, and I understand that. But that's something that could be fixed. And like I said, these are people who have some sort of, I guess, success, maybe not on the bigger scheme of things. I have other things that I could say that could probably lead into people knowing what podcast this is. But like, as a podcast listener and someone who does podcasts, I can't stand their show. Maybe I've become an audio snob, just maybe, but I can't stand that shit. If I see them at a AIW show, I'll talk to them. I'll say what's up, but I've kind of become distant. There's also the fact of, this is the same podcast that I've reached out to about cross promotion, and they had a tweet out asking about broad cross promotion, and I said something, and when I got a chance to get back to him about everything, I get no answer. I don't like being big league like that. I want to work with people who are cool and all that shit. And if like I respond back to you about something, and I've gone multiple messages like, oh, maybe something happened. Like, no, nothing. I'm being treated like shit. I find that fucked up. So as of right now, I leave it as that with them. And to see like people like that, and there's some other podcast stuff that come around my area, whether it be the podcasters themselves, or I see shirts, not necessarily a podcast, but like some stuff. And I'm like, I'm to the part of my career that, at least with Wrestling Cheers, I want shirts made, because I don't want to see people at AIW or any other show with your shirt. I want them with my shirt. I don't want to see wrestlers wearing your shirt. I want to see them wear my shirt. I've been doing this in the local scene for 5 years now, and a lot of them know me one way or another, good or bad. And, you know, some of them trust me on the aspect of, you know, maybe, you know, recording a podcast and all that stuff. You know, Gregory Iron, Ethan Page, two guys that I probably wouldn't be able to have gotten if it wasn't for their relationship with AIW and me being around for so long as a fan. Greg's been wanting to do an interview with me, or has given me the okay interview for a long time. I did have him on Ohio Indie Report a while back for a previewing Hell on Earth back in probably 2013. So I'm definitely trying to be nicer to people, which I know I'm an asshole. I get it. Trust me. I agree with it to a point, but I don't want to big league anybody. If you're a podcast that I think I could actually benefit from, or maybe not necessarily benefit from, but like, I'm not going to just do something with a podcast that has no connection to me or my area or my interest. It's great when, like, for example, The Road Home from Wrestling, you know, they're Dayton, I'm Cleveland. If the Ohio Indie Report was still around, and the Ohio Wrestling Network for that matter was still around, I would recruit them. I'd be like, bring your show to my network. I'll pay for the Podbean stuff. Like, this is going to add some stuff. And like, boom, you know, that would have been perfect for the Ohio Wrestling Network when I was looking for shows years ago. And there's like a handful of other shows like that. So I wouldn't even mind it if people listened to my shows who did other shows and then approached me about wanting to do something with me. I'm fine with that, because then I feel like, all right, you appreciate me, then I'm going to do my best to appreciate what you do. And I don't feel like I get that with some shows. Like, the show that I won't talk about their name, you know, like I said, they sell shirts. And I look at them, I'm like, I'm not going to wear your podcast on my chest. Now, I have podcast shirts from The Meaning of Mature and This Is Awesome Wrestling Show and Jerry King Lawler's podcast, Dinner with the King, but I'm not going to represent you if you're not gonna like at one bit represent me, which I understand when even I think about it, is that it's a weird way of thinking, because you know I wear Ghostbusters stuff, but Ghostbusters doesn't, you know, go out their way to represent me. Or in the same way with wrestlers, you know, I like Kevin Owens, but he doesn't wear, you know, a shirt supporting me. That's fine. I'm a fan of theirs, and there's people that I listen to their podcast. Yeah, I'm a fan of the show, but when it comes down to it, we're on the same level. We should definitely be on the same level. A little bit of cockiness comes out. Like, no, you're more of a friend, acquaintance sometimes, but I'm not paying money, my money, to represent you. It's not happening. I'll wear a shirt that says Wrestling Cheers on it. If the Trending Topics Network came up with shirts, which I don't know, we've never talked about, you know, probably because we're all scattered, but that's something I would heavily think about. You know, I know there's podcasts on this network that have shirts. I won't buy them. That's just kind of like my own personal opinion on it. Like, for me, also, I have to like the shirt, and I really want to be able to represent in confidence. And I like having my own product to represent. It's kind of like I've been asked by people on this network to, hey, can you get some bumpers for my show? Even when I was on The Weekend Review, you know, people would say, like, why don't you get some bumpers for The Weekend Review? I'm like, well, no. Why would I do that? Yeah, I'm a part of the show. Yes, I'm a part of this network. But if I'm going to get bumpers for anything, I'm gonna get mine. I'm going to get one of them for Wrestling Chairs. I'm going to get them for the Ohio Indie Report. When I was a part of the PKNA show, I got them for that show. And that's what I wanted to be. Like, I'm going to get that stuff for my stuff. Call it selfish, whatever you want. But it's like, I'm if I have the opportunity, I'm going to get them for me. And it's hard to, I think, walk up to somebody like, hey, I need to do a couple bumpers for different things. There are some exceptions I will make if they fit, but mostly, hey, Ethan Page was the first bumper now for Wrestling Cheers, and I'm going to get them for me. It's very, like I said, very selfish, I understand, which is weird in this whole rant and everything, and I'm getting really tired, so I'm making this rant even worse, where, yeah, I'm trying to be selfish, but at the same time, there's going to be a, hey, there's people that I want to work with and get to know, with wrestling, the road home from wrestling, one of the first ones to, you know, really, become friends with, and I'm going to work on my name being something in the local area. I'm not trying to be a success. I'm not trying to be a Sam Roberts or a Cole Cabana or any of that, because I don't have credentials. And I think that's a very big key factor of those podcasts that make it, is credentials. I don't have credentials. I'm just a fan. But granted, fans learn their media and they become somewhat, I don't want to say famous, like there's people on YouTube, Wrestling with Regret and, you know, What Culture. I don't know any degrees either, any of them have had, but it comes down to it. They're fans and, you know, they're making money off of it. I'm not, you know, someone from The Torch or Wrestling Observer Online or whatever, Wrestling Observer Newsletter. I don't even know all some of that stuff. I'm just me. I'm a fan, and I want to get, that's why I concentrate on independent wrestling. So there's less people who are as knowledgeable on it, and that's what, adding to it, you know, making it even more of its own niche is, you know, just doing the Ohio scene, just doing Cleveland. I'd have to pull up my my bucket list for last year. I had a list of all these shows and companies I want to go to, and I think Rockstar was on it, so it'd be great to, it's great to finally knock that off the list, trying to wrap all that aspect of it up. I'm getting tired, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap this show up, a little insight into what my weekend entailed, and let me know what you want to hear on this show. This was one of those days that I had less to talk about, and I was going to try a couple things. Like, I'll openly admit, like, I got into a conversation on GroupMe on Saturday where we were talking about Eva Marie and Cheap Heat. There are people out there that think Cheap Heat, or quote, X-Pac Heat is bad. And, you know, Eva Marie is lost WWE money, and thinking of words that were used, it was something like you could turn the television and made it sound like she was completely worthless. And I threw in like my own two cents on it, and I'll admit I haven't officially jumped back in the room since then, but I have looked, and as of right now I have missed 51 messages. Wow, that's jumped up since last time I was in there. So I'm gonna eventually get in there. I'll put in my two cents on everything. I was going to even like, just like put all my responses here on this show and be like, hey, you want to know what I think? Listen to this. But I'm tired, and I feel like the episode that I did a couple weeks ago, when I changed the format of the show, that I basically talked about how I don't like fans, like how much the IWC annoys me, and like the stupid shit that they cry about. And I think this is one of those things, because it's someone saying, I don't like this, and that's bad for business. And when you're an old fuck and you are basically a know-it-all, I'm no better, but let's call spade a spade, you're a fucking know-it-all, and we try to have a conversation about something, and you're such a business-minded guy, and you talk about numbers and everything, but you don't realize that WWE is so many demographics that, yeah, this demographic, this portion of the audience doesn't like it, but what about the rest? I'm kind of getting into some of my responses to things that I was saying or thinking about saying from when I last left and read some responses, but it was only like three. I was like, I gotta get out of this, and because I was at the zoo. I'm like, I'm just gonna want to fucking write back. I'll end it there because it doesn't help. I'm getting tired. So I hope you enjoyed this rambling of an episode. Would have added music, but that literally adds like so much time of post-production that I just don't have the time or energy to do all that. So a very cut and paste episode for this week. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you're ready to enjoy the week that is ahead of you. I know I am. I'll hopefully record next week's episode on Thursday. This weekend coming up, I have another wrestling show to go to, smaller show, and then we're going to go out to eat before that, me and my girlfriend, and go to a restaurant to basically celebrate her birthday again. But it was a place that we wanted to go, but how the everything we were doing this weekend, I was like, all right, let's spread it out and we'll divide it up. So we're doing that next weekend. Not much other than that. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more personal stuff because I'm not going to be doing as much in the next coming weeks or next maybe month or two, cutting down on how much I spend. Talk more about that. Another thing of this episode that I wanted to try to do, and I mean, it didn't work out, but it wasn't the same thing. But last week I got very serious, and there was just this side of me that I felt like you've seen that you don't get to see, or you heard this part of me that you don't get to hear or see. So I wanted to be a little bit more happy this week. I wanted to put out just a really great episode of, you know, maybe things that I love and my thoughts on it, and, you know, just a heartwarming episode or some of Oprah's favorite things type episode. Let's talk about things that I like, not about my relationship with my father and how four-wheelers piss me off. So much like Atmosphere, I'm just trying to find a balance of it all. And I've had a long weekend. I'm going to shut this podcast down, start my editing, maybe get this posted as quick as possible, and continue to put away all my stuff in my room from the weekend. Which is weird, because when I left, I made sure like it was perfect, but then we had a little bit of time, came in, threw everything in the room, and then had to go to Walmart to get stuff for the week that I needed. So anyway, completely rambling. Thank you very much for listening to Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TreadingTopicsNetwork.com. I keep wanting to go email. I have this blanket intro and closing kind of format that I do, and I'm actually trying to perfect a lot of my techniques and everything. I want to start writing notes down and go off of them. I want to have like an intro written out for every show that I do and an outro with what I need to say, and then I can easily get into the rest of the show, which would hopefully have notes. But you can tweet me at heavyset330 on Twitter, or at hangin, HANGINWITHHEAVY. And I don't know, let me know your thoughts on the show, things you want me to talk about. I would say your thoughts on like my weekend, but I feel like I have nothing much, and I'm so tired I can't even remember what I did last weekend to fill in this 2-weekend episode. So catch me on those places on Twitter, throw some feedback in. I mean, thing is, I'm gonna have next week's episode already recorded by the time I even get to next weekend, so wrap this up so I can go to bed. Like I said, my name is Heavy Set, and I'll be here to hang with you next week. Heavy.